Hi, today's topic is dealing with whatever is holding you back. Once you deal with whatever is holding you back and you deal with that and you realize that you are all you need, you will be unstoppable. You're not a victim in this world and you do not need some sort of superhero to save you, because in the end, you have to be willing to save yourself. Things are always going to happen, but that doesn't mean you have to throw in the towel, give up, and feel sorry for yourself. When you are having a bad day, just walk outside where nobody's around and just yell your frustration. I would cuss, but it's not appropriate over the airway, and move on. That is life. Life is messy and there is no such thing as a perfect life despite what you see with your own eyes. Stop allowing people, places, or things to dictate your emotions and feelings. I know that's easier said than done, but never lose the love that you have for yourself. And never lose a sight that you are loved in this world. Be thankful for your struggles, and because of it shows how strong you truly are. You truly are strong. You're strong and you never forget that. There are people and resources that's been placed in your life. You can call them angels to help you along the way, to help you overcome your battles. Believe in yourself and know that whatever mishap or mishaps that you've had in your life is over. It better be, for the sake of the ones that love you. Think about the time you lost and wasted by being in that frame of mind. Be strong and be smart. Life is a mental game, and only the strong survive. You're not a victim, but a victor in this game called life. So go out and enjoy this game called life.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is August 19, 2020. The time is 3:57 p.m. We're at the top of the hour. Hi, my name is Heather Ross. I'm North Carolina Certified Peer Support Specialist, and I'm also a Veteran Service Member, supporting my peers of the community for whatever reason may be, whether it be mental health instability issues or substance abuse instability issues. I want to share something with you today that I read, and it's called Vaguely Indirect. Therapy, more specifically mental and psychological therapy, is a twisted, winding road. Unlike physical therapy, which begins with some level of crash, a trip to the mechanic, hopefully if not total, and then set direction towards getting back on the road, mental therapy is a harrowing, consistently narrowing path which is often traveled alone, sometimes with an unknown point of departure with an unpredictable destination and quite a few dead ends. The important thing to remember is, wherever you go, there you are. Because once you get there, there's usually no turning back, and you can't remember where you came from. Anyway, think it through, talk it out loud to yourself. Sometimes hearing something has a greater impact than just thinking about it. Try not to do this out in public, though, because people see you out talking loud, they think you're talking to yourself, and we're already trying to stop that stigmatism of the word C-R-A-Z-Y. Try not to do this in public. Again, you already have enough problems, and there's no point in everyone else is thinking that you're a Looney Tune. Again, that's a stigma word that we're trying to get rid of in the mental health world, because you're not Looney. If you don't want to listen to yourself, find someone who will. But don't pick nobody random, because they don't always have your best interest at heart. They may want to listen, but they don't care about the problems that you're going through. So I suggest starting with friends and family, or a friend who's like family, or a family member that is a friend. Sorry, some family members just don't like you that much. If you have no friends, seek professional help. A therapist does not always have to mean your last resort. You can always seek out help with a religious leader of the community, like a pastor or a deacon. Or we have support groups within your community that you can reach out. And there's lots of people that have lived similar experiences to yourself, and you can get hope and gain support from them so you can begin your journey of wellness. Personal, public, and professional therapy aside, there's another unexplored option. You can possibly pick up a newspaper like I just did today in hopes that a freelance writer has contributed something that covers your issue. And I picked up a paper today, and what I'm reading, I hope that it touches someone. And if it does, please be kind enough to email me at Ross, R-O-S-S, Heather, the number 7, at Gmail. And just give me 2 thumbs up if this covers an issue that you are battling today. Have you ever done something you immediately regretted? Let's take a step further. Have you ever regretted something before and while doing it? Knowing in advance, so be mindful, hell to pay. And yet you do it anyway. Because at the time you're convinced to yourself that the positive aspects and outcome outweigh the potential grief, guilt, and anguish, or so you thought so. And the funny thing is, all those cheering voices go away. And then there comes a voice of regret and guilt. Some things can be reprimanded or rectified with just a sincere apology or gesture of goodwill. Others can be undone by undoing what you've done. And then there are those stupid little things which you can't get rid of. And at the time, it seemed like a good idea, but now it's haunting you. Making matters worse, you may realize early on after the fact that you've been in error. You feel the brunt of your actions and try in reconciliation. Fully aware that it's a false attempt. This will only make things worse. So it's broken beyond pair, and you're the one that broke it. Talking about it, contemplating it, confessing may ease your mind, but doesn't make it go away. No matter what you think, say, or do, you cannot fix this because it's no longer broken. It's over and done with. What's done cannot be undone, and now that's left to be done is to live with it. Remember and never do it again. Remembering is easy, and if you remember, then doing it again should be too. But living with it, that's the hard part. Don't deny it. Don't pretend it never happened. You got to accept and embrace it. It's your guilt, so wallow in it. Come to the understanding that you did this and cannot undo it. Let it eat at you because it's humbling and good for the soul, but not let it consume you. Never let anything consume you unless it's wild animals, and I urge you, stay out of the woods. Don't mess with wild animals. Time heals all wounds, even mental ones, but you will have a nasty scar. And like scars, don't pick at it, or it gets infected. Like your problems, don't pick at it, because they get infected. Tend to it, touch it now and again. Remember it's there, and don't reopen it. I urge all of you, if someone wants to reach out to me that needs some support, you can call me. You can text me, and honestly, again, my phone number is 336-262-3216. Email rocksheather7@gmail.com. Thank you, and y'all have a blessed day. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is August 19, 2020. The time is 3:57 p.m. We're at the top of the hour. Hi, my name is Heather Ross. I'm North Carolina Certified Peer Support Specialist, and I'm also a Veterans Service Member, supporting my peers of the community for whatever reason may be, whether it be mental health instability issues or substance abuse instability issues. I want to share something with you today that I read. And it's called Vaguely Indirect. Therapy, more specifically mental and psychological therapy, is a twisted, winding road. Unlike physical therapy, which begins with some level of crash, a trip to the mechanic, hopefully if not total, and then set direction towards getting back on the road, mental therapy is a harrowing, consistently narrowing path which is often traveled alone, sometimes with an unknown point of departure with an unpredictable destination and quite a few dead ends. The important thing to remember is wherever you go, there you are. Because once you get there, there's usually no turning back. And you can't remember where you came from. Anyway, think it through. Talk it out loud to yourself. Sometimes hearing something has a greater impact than just thinking about it. Try not to do this out in public, though, because people see you out talking aloud. They think you're talking to yourself. And we're already trying to stop that stigmatism of the word C-R-A-Z-Y. Try not to do this in public. Again, you already have enough problems, and there's no point in adding everyone else's thinking that you're a Looney Tune. Again, that's a stigma word that we're trying to get rid of in the mental health world, because you're not loony. If you don't want to listen to yourself, find someone who will. But don't pick nobody random, because they don't always have your best interest at heart. They may want to listen, but they don't care about the problems that you're going through. So I suggest starting with friends and family, or a friend who's like family, or a family member that is a friend. Sorry, some family members just don't like you that much. If you have no friends, seek professional help. A therapist does not always have to mean your last resort. You can always seek out help with a religious leader of the community, like a pastor or a deacon. Or we have support groups within your community that you can reach out. And there's lots of people that have lived similar experiences to yourself, and you can get hope and gain support from them so you can begin your journey of wellness. Personal, public, and professional therapy aside, there's another unexplored option. You can possibly pick up a newspaper like I just did today in hopes that a freelance writer has contributed something that covers your issue. And I picked up a paper today, and what I'm reading, I hope that it touches someone. And if it does, please be kind enough to email me at Ross, R-O-S-S, Heather, the number 7, at Gmail, and just give me 2 thumbs up if this covers an issue that you are battling today. Have you ever done something you immediately regretted? Let's take a step further. Have you ever regretted something before and while doing it, knowing in advance, so be mindful hell to pay, and yet you do it anyway? Because at the time, you were convinced to yourself that the positive aspects and outcome outweigh the potential grief, guilt, and anguish, or so you thought so. And the funny thing is, all those cheering voices go away. And then here comes a voice of regret and guilt. Some things can be reprimanded and rectified with just a sincere apology or a gesture of goodwill. Others can be undone by undoing what you have done. And then there are stupid little things which you can't get rid of. And at the time, it seemed like a good idea, but now it's haunting you. Making matters worse, you may realize early on after the fact that you've been in error. You feel the brunt of your actions and try in reconciliation, fully aware that it's a false attempt. This will only make things worse. So it's broken beyond pair, and you're the one that broke it. Talking about it, contemplating it, confessing may ease your mind, but doesn't make it go away. No matter what you think, say, or do, you cannot fix this because it's no longer broken. It's over and done with. What's done cannot be undone, and now that's left to be done is to live with it. Remember and never do it again. Remembering is easy, and if you remember, then doing it again should be too. But living with it, that's the hard part. Don't deny it. Don't pretend it never happened. You gotta accept it, embrace it. It's your guilt, so wallow in it. Come to the understanding that you did this and cannot undo it. Let it eat at you because it's humbling you and good for the soul, but not let it consume you. Never let anything consume you unless it's wild animals, and I urge you, stay out of the woods. Don't mess with wild animals. Time heals all wounds, even mental ones, but you will have a nasty scar. And like scars, don't pick at it, or it gets infected. Like your problems, don't pick at it, because they get infected. Tend to it, touch it now and again. Remember it's there, and don't reopen it. I urge all of you, if someone wants to reach out to me that needs support, you can call me. You can text me anonymously. Again, my phone number is 336-262-3216. Email rossheather7@gmail.com. Thank you, and y'all have a blessed day.